Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in on a Worship Wednesday. It indeed is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Rob G, better known as Rob Guerra, his government name, filling in for Chris Broussard. We continue to send our love and prayers to our partner, our friend, our co-worker, Chris, and his family, taking care of family matters. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That's right, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Rob G., your heart was broken last night.
Yes.
Did you cry yourself to sleep? Was your pillow wet when you woke up this morning?
Yes, it was.
Now, how were you feeling? We're talking about the Lakers, who went on at one point, Rob G., a 31-5 run or something. It was incredible.
Right.
Because the Celtics were up by 20 at one point. And I looked at the score, and then all of a sudden I looked back, and the Lakers had taken the lead of 89-88, and I was like, what? So I asked you, when the Lakers were playing great, remember, did you think, wow, okay, we got something? Like, no? Like, how'd you feel about them beating the team that went to the NBA Finals a year ago and has played great, had the best record in the league?
Well, earlier in the game, I tweeted out that when healthy, these Lakers do not have a chance against teams like the Celtics and the Clippers because of how good their wing players are. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kawhi, and Paul George.
Right.
The Lakers don't have anybody on their roster that can match up with those guys. So last night, Boston was without their starting front court, basically. Al Horford is out for personal reasons. Robert Williams hasn't come back yet from his surgery. So they were shorthanded in the front court anyway. So I expected this would be a good game for Anthony Davis. Now, when they fell behind by 20, I'm like, okay, well, this is exactly what I was expecting. They can't contain Jason Tatum at all. He's cooking them. It is what it is. And as they started to come back, I wasn't even saying, like, well, the Lakers got something going here. It was more like, this feels like a schedule loss. The Boston's on the end of a long road trip.
And if anybody doesn't know what that is in the NBA, there are schedule losses.
Yes, they're ones you just kind of bake into the schedule. You know what it is. There's a lot of times where you'll see guys, which I don't like, but they'll sit guys because they're not expecting this to be a game they're going to win anyways. So they're up by 20, and it looked almost like they just kind of ran out of gas. It looked like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, they had just played the night before.
They lost to the They got blown up by the Clippers.
And even though they got blown out, Jason Tatum played almost 40 minutes in that game. So they're like they weren't trying to win. They just they lost to a team that had it going. And so once that was happening, I still wasn't feeling real great as a Laker fan. It was nice for them to get the win, I thought. And then the whole house of cards comes crumbling down. In the last 4 minutes, that was some of the most embarrassing, disjointed, ugly basketball I've seen in the LeBron James Laker era.
And it's shocking because of the talent of the players they have. Yes. Am I right? Like, mm-hmm. like Anthony Davis has been playing lights like crazy.
Right.
Westbrook has played much better since he went to the bench.
Yes.
And you have LeBron James. There's no reason that they shouldn't be able to close out a game. It's not like you got some jittery young kids
right.
who can't stand the pressure. You know what I mean, Rob G? Turn the ball over and the other team gets easy baskets on the other end. That's not what this is.
That's not what happened at all. And everybody today has been pointing out the Anthony Davis missed free throws at the end. And
he's done this before, though.
Because he did it last week against Philadelphia. So I get it. I understand. But because those misses were so loud, as Chris Broussard said, because they were such a big moment and they happened, so everybody points to that, that LeBron has gotten a complete pass for the way he played in the last 4 minutes. I'm looking here at the play-by-play. Now, I watched it live, but I wanted to refresh my memory.
Right, right. You want to make sure you get it right.
So he takes a 31-foot three-pointer.
What was the score at that point?
At that point, they're up by 13, right?
Okay. It's just not necessary,
yeah, it doesn't
right?
need it.
You don't need it.
That was one of those like kill shots that you don't need to have. And LeBron hasn't been shooting the ball well this season anyways. On the other end, Grant Williams, who LeBron was guarding, gets a three-pointer. All right, so they're down by 10. It is what it is. LeBron inbounds the ball to Marcus Smart. Like, people forget during that play, or during the whole course of the action, they're up by 10. They have the ball under the basket.
And then LeBron gives
LeBron
it to the other team.
LeBron goes to give it to Russell Westbrook, and instead he throws a half lazy pass. And
you know what they
Marcus
call
Smart
that in the NBA? Bill Fitch, who used to coach the Nets when I was a beat writer, he used to yell all the time, Rob G, I'm sitting there, you know, behind the bench.
Right.
No maybe passes. Maybe it'll get there, maybe it won't. And that's really a great way of saying it.
Right.
No maybe passes.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and so, you know, turns the ball over. Now all of a sudden it's an 8-point game. And you get down to, the last minute or so. They're still up by 7. I don't understand how you find a way to blow this game. LeBron James, pull up 26-foot three-pointer, brick. On the other end, Celtics are running their action.
You don't need that three.
You
there.
Don't need it. LeBron is so, I don't know if he's tired, if he's gassed, or he's just been doing this throughout the whole season anyways. They're running action with Boston, and rather than LeBron switching or going to guard somebody, he stands exactly where he's at, kind of pushes, I believe it was Troy Brown Jr., like, oh, you go get that guy, rather than me follow him or me
and
switch.
And then, of course.
And then he's wide open, three-pointer. Next you know, it's a two-point game. And that leads to Anthony Davis missing the two free throws. Then, after he misses the free throws, the Lakers are still up by 2. Jason Tatum gets LeBron James on an isolation, doesn't call for a screen, doesn't call for any action, goes right at LeBron, puts him in the spin cycle, ties the game. For whatever reason, LeBron James says, I got to go back and get this one. I'm going to come down the court. I'm going to dribble to my legs 17 times. I'm not going to go towards the basket.
Right.
I'm not going to pass the ball to Anthony Davis, who's been our best offensive player all season.
I'm going to do a hero ball.
For a 27-foot step-back three-point jumper. Like, the Lakers did everything wrong. As much as they did everything right in the third quarter and the start of the fourth quarter.
Right.
The last 4 minutes, their clutch time was embarrassing. And that's why I think the Lakers blew this one more so than what the Celtics wanted.
Yeah. And I look at this, a win like this, I believed, and I told you, remember yesterday I said, like, that take your kids' college money and bet on the Celtics.
Right.
Because I get the schedule loss and that they played the night before and they had lost. Where'd they lose the night before that?
They lost to Golden State.
Golden State. So they lost to Golden State.
And that's their end of a 6-game road trip.
Right. They lost to Golden State. They lost to got blown out by the Clippers. And so here's the other game. And I'm like, there's no way they're going to lose three games. This team is too good to lose three
games
in a
row. They're very good.
And that's why I look at this and say, this is the Celtics willing them to a win that they have no business winning. This is what good teams do, Rob G. Mm-hmm. They have no business winning this game. But for them to lose three in a row, even at the end of a road trip and all that, tells me something about Boston. Because I didn't expect the Lakers to win. It would have been a miracle if they won, but I get it. Mm-hmm. You said up by seven with a minute to go. You got to close that game out.
Yep.
So while they did choke, I still believe that it is the will of a team like the Celtics that probably as you go throughout the entire season won't lose more than three games in a row. You know what I mean? Like
they're just one of those teams.
They're one of those teams, and they found a way. And if I'm a Celtics fan, I'm ecstatic. How'd they win that game? And it tells you about their makeup.
Yep.
Not to give up. They could have given up. Rob G, they could have given up.
Really easily.
Right. And even with a minute to go and down by seven, you might go like, we're not going to win this game. There's no way we're going to win this game. But they don't know LeBron's going to put up these 30-footers or whatever.
For no reason.
For no reason. When you don't have to do it.
Well, along that line of thought, Rob, do you think this is one of those situations, and we've seen it before in the NBA specifically, but in other sports, you know, I mentioned the Spurs when they came back and beat the Heat in the finals, the Lakers when they came back and after they lost to the Boston, they blew out the Magic the next season in the finals. Do you think this is one of those times where Boston losing the way they did in the finals lit a fire under them that you cannot really duplicate without it?
It could be. I know what you mean, yeah, where they have such a bad taste in their mouth, and it's like, we got there, we're good enough, and we need to finish the job the next time.
They were better than the Warriors in that series.
Yeah, they were. But you can't turn the ball up.
In crunch time is where they lost it.
They turned the ball over a million times, and Tatum was unbelievable. I just couldn't believe, I mean, I hate to say it, but he had more turnovers than a bakery.
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry, he did. He said,
no, Kawhi, that wasn't funny again.
Yes, it is. It's always fun. Alex knows. Come on. Anytime I can get the bakery joke in there, Alex is going to be cool with it. But anyway, my point is, I saw the resiliency of the Celtics last night, and they won that game more than it was that the Lakers choked. They won it because they stayed the course. They played through the game was over. They never gave up. They never felt or didn't believe that they could win. That's how you win games like that, Rob G. Sure, the other team has to do stuff, right?
Right.
To put you in position. But just because LeBron misses a 30-foot three doesn't mean you're going to make a basket or make your three at the other end. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you could have made that and then come down and missed their three. And that's, you don't win that game.
I see what you're saying. You know what? Something else, Rob, I know we're up against it. We got to get to the calls here in a minute. I'll never admit this publicly. It's just me and you talking. There's nobody listening.
Nobody listens to this show.
But part of me was feeling really good watching what Boston did there at the end, because Jason Tatum is, of course, a future Laker.
Oh, there you
go. So knowing that that's coming in a couple of years.
I knew that was coming.
You know, when you see a guy like that put on a show, it just makes you feel good knowing that in a couple of years he'll be on your team.
Yeah, I figured that. Keep dreaming. All right, it is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker and Rob G in for Chris Broussard. Did the Celtics win that game last night, or did the Lakers lose it? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker, Rob G, on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For the best radio in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. It's a Worship Wednesday here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, and we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Rob Parker, Rob G, in for Chris Broussard. And we're talking about last night's Celtics-Lakers game. Did the Celtics win or did the Lakers lose? And what'd you take from that game?
All right, let's get it started with Mike is in Cincinnati. Mike, you're on the Iacobo Fox Sports Radio.
Cincinnati.
What you got, buddy?
Hey, man, first time caller, long time listener, man. Glad to get through.
What's up, Mike? We appreciate you. You know, I used to live in the Natty for a couple years, my man.
Nice, nice. Yeah, man, my take, man, it's LeBron James, man. He sits there and jacks up those threes, but in overtime you want to attack the basket. And that's all I got, man. Like, this dude. Man,
he's disgusted. Thanks, Mike.
I could not have said it better myself.
Appreciate it.
All right, let's keep it moving. Let's get the Boston perspective. Andre's in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
I wonder what he's going to say. Andre, you're on the Iacobo Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking a call. Listen, the Celtics most definitely won that game more so than the Lakers losing. Never mind the ensemble performances we saw from our dynamic two, Tatum with 44, Brown with 25, and they're doing it efficiently, shooting over 50% from the field. They obviously hit big-time shots. Here's what it comes down to. This was a strategic win, and Rob G, you know what I'm talking about. They backed up off of Russell Westbrook down the stretch.
Yes, they did.
And they baited him into taking those awful threes, which he most certainly did, which led to Celtics rebound. They basically stole two possessions and the entire energy from the Lakers based on that strategic shift. We're not guarding you, Russ. We're leaving you days and days open. Take those terrible threes, which you can't lay off of. That's two possessions right there. You can't recover from them. So along with the Celtics just strategic mastery in terms of shot making, did they hit some big shots that was eye-opening? Tatum is in the MVP conversation. They did some subtle things, and that kind of, and Rob, I know this hurts, but it kind of exacerbated the inner tensions within the Lakers. Who's going to take the shot? LeBron, AD, Westbrook. And you know you leave Westbrook open, he ain't passing up. So I think this was the Celtics win. Thank you for taking the call.
No doubt, Andre. Appreciate that.
Well, Rob, here's my question for you. Now, Andre brought up a good point that they were leaving Russell Westbrook, especially in overtime, wide open. And I think he made the first two baskets and then missed the next three, and they were bad misses in overtime. Why do you think people will point out those misses from Russell Westbrook before they point out the LeBron James at the buzzer, step back three for no reason, the LeBron 31-footer when they're up by 13 and you don't need a three, the LeBron James turnover? Why is Russell Westbrook the guy that people are pointing at today instead of LeBron?
It's easy because whatever you want to say about what's happened, LeBron won a championship with the Lakers, and it's been and Westbrook has never won and has been on four teams in 6 years or whatever it is now, right? And I think that's it. It's unfair, but that's why. LeBron will get a pass. If LeBron didn't win that bubble championship, I think it would be different.
Why you got to call it the bubble championship?
I'm sorry. That championship.
You and Evan Turner.
I'm not as bad as Evan Turner. 877-99.
All right, let's go to the real MLB bro. My man Sean in Sacramento. Sean, you're on the Iacobo Fox Sports Radio. What's up, bro?
Yo, my uncle from another mother and my cousin of a similar color. What's up, y'all? How y'all living, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
You doing all right?
Doing great, man. Hey, prayers first and foremost out there to Chris.
Yes. But,
you know, Rob, we appreciate you coming on, Rob G. Hey, I think we need another Odd Couple spinoff. We can't just let Martin and the Big Vanilla Husky have all the fun. I think we need Rob as a permanent fixture on Fox Sports Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh. I think me and Alex combined, if we just did Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia for 3 hours, we would do better numbers in the Odd Couple.
Uh-oh, wow. I think. Wow, you hear that?
Hey, I'm a firm believer. Just check the iHeartRadio download, ladies and gentlemen. Those are real data stats. But my take real quick is, did LeBron go out there and show exactly why he doesn't deserve to have an NBA trophy named after him?
Oh, wow.
Or what? My man not only was throwing up clunkers, I mean hard bricks, but he was letting his men on the other end score. That's just bad game management. Like Rob, my man Rob P. said at the beginning of the year, if you're not all the way in it, you need to get all the way out. We can't wait another 3 years for you to reunite with Bronny and whatever other stuff you got coming down the pipeline if they make it. LeBron, you're washed, man. The Lakers should have traded you before the season even started. I'm sorry to say, Rob G.
Damn.
Man. There you go. Sean coming with fire. No doubt about aggressive. It. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, we got time for one more quickly. Dana is in Vermont. Dana, you're on the Yakubu Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Yeah, I'm Rob G. I totally agree with you. You're talking about LeBron shots. You look back over the history of his career, and when he's taking those kind of hero shots and they win, then, you know, that's great. But he never seems to take fault when they lose. And I think that the Celtics won that game because they have guys that are, like, playing with heart and character. And, yeah, they were at the end of a tough road trip, and they let one get away from them. But they were gassed, and they found another gear to get it done. And, yeah, like the last caller said, there ain't no way that that MVP trophy should be named after LeBron because at this point in his career, it's all about himself.
Wow.
Wow.
And future Laker Jason Tatum balled out. That's
yeah, there you go. He ain't you think the Boston letting Jason Tatum out of Boston? You must be crazy, Rob G.
I don't even got to Photoshop Tatum in a Lakers jersey because there's already real photos and videos of him in a Kobe jersey for that Nike commercial.
Already, it's right? Great. All right. Here we go. We'll dive in deeper with NBA champ Eddie House.
Celtics homer.
That's right. He's on the Celtics pre- and post-game show, but we'll talk with Eddie. He'll be straight on this. We'll do that, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rob Parker and Rob G, his government name, Rob Guerra, in for Chris Broussard. And we welcome in one of our favorite guys, Eddie House, the NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. And Eddie, welcome to the Odd Couple. How are you?
What's up, Eddie?
What's happening? What's going down, guys?
We're doing good. We just had a discussion, and we talked about, did the Lakers lose the game or did the Celtics win that game last night, where the Celtics blew a 20-point lead, came back to win, and I said the Celtics won it. Yes, the Lakers made some terrible shots, took some terrible shots and couldn't close out the game, but the Celtics had to make baskets. They still had to keep playing, and I give them more credit, Eddie. Whose side are you on? Did the Lakers blow that or did the Celtics win it?
And without being biased, right? Without being biased.
You know Rob G already called you a homer, so go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. He can call me whatever he wants. I'm not going to call his whole government name out. I won't do that. But what I will do is I will say that they won it. I mean, it's clear. You know, you give up a 20-point lead and then you go down 10 points, right? That should be bad, game over. Lakers win that game regardless. But the Celtics fought. They made every play that they needed to make. And I think the play of the game, you know, people will look at that Jaylen Brown three, and then they'll look at the turnaround jump shot by Jason Tatum. But I think it was that Marcus Smart steal on the inbounds play. I think that was a sneaky 2 points that was not supposed to happen. There was not have to work for it, didn't have to do anything. So, yeah, I think the Celtics won that game. And, I mean, the Lakers did what the Lakers do. They find a way to lose games. And usually that's what happens when you have bad teams. They find ways to lose basketball games.
Eddie, you play with LeBron. I know the stats say that he's one of the most clutch players that we've seen in this league. But during his Laker era, at least for my preference, he shoots way too many deep, contested, long jumpers, long threes in the closing second or closing minutes of games, knowing that's not really like the strength of his game. Do you think that he deserves a pass for those kind of moments, or am I fair for being upset about it?
No, as a Laker fan, you being a Laker fan is what I'm saying.
Yep.
You could definitely be upset about it. I think you're valid in what you're saying and your assessment, because it's not LeBron James of 2011, 2012, 2013. It's not that one. It's still a very effective LeBron James, a guy that can affect the game. But he's trying to evolve with the game, right, with shooting threes and things like that. And that's just not his strong – it's not his strongest suit, put it like that. And when he takes contested threes, guys, teams will live with that. Believe that. They just don't want him getting downhill. If he gets downhill, it's all bad for anybody. He's still one of the most explosive and dominant forces when it comes to getting into paint and scoring. But when he's on that perimeter, like, you ain't worried about it. You ain't thinking he's Clay. You don't think he's Steph. You don't think he's somebody that's going to knock down shots at a high clip. You could live with him taking those shots. And for the most part, you look at it like that's a settle. So I think when your assessment of is should he not be taking them shots, because that's what it sounds like you're saying to me, I think that at times, yes, but then if he has it rocking and rolling, and how could you tell a guy like that, no, don't take that shot?
Our guest is Eddie House, NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Let's talk about the Warriors tonight. Now, they're not playing a couple guys and whatnot, and they're getting their heads handed to them. But they're bad on the road, Eddie. I mean, they don't beat anybody. What do you make of the Warriors this year and what's happened there?
I don't know. I think it's funny because how great they are at home and then how bad they are on the road tells me one thing. It tells me that it's a team divided, right? It tells me that at home, when everything's comfortable, when I don't have to be around you, we don't have to be on a plane. Right. We don't have to be on a plane. We don't have to be on a bus. None of that. I can always go to my comfort zone at home on the road, you kind of forced to be around each other more than you will be when you're at home. And I just don't think – I think they're a locker room that's divided. And that's why you'll see the up and down play in the fifth, in one extreme to the other. And it's Steve Kerr's probably toughest coaching job that he's going to have in his career to try to get that together. Because, I mean, you got to win games on the road. In playoffs, you got to win the game. You got to win games on the road in the regular season to get the proper seeding. So you don't have to go on the road for game seven, or you don't, and you try to not have to do that. So it's going to be his toughest. It's going to be his toughest coaching job to me.
Eddie, sticking with those Warriors, Draymond Green had a fan ejected from the game last night because he said that the fan made a death threat to him. Well, we don't know if that's the case. Maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. But after the game, he said one of the reasons why incidents like this keep happening is because there's no real consequences for the fans who talk out of turn like that. And me and Rob both think, well, hey, they get ejected, they get suspended, they get banned for life. Like, what more do you want the NBA to do? You played in the NBA. Do you think there needs to be a harsher punishment the way that Draymond is saying there needs to be?
Well, if you get banned for life, that's like kind of like the ultimate, right? And if you make a death threat, come on. I mean, I don't give a damn who it is. You can't go to any workplace and make a death threat to anybody without being reprimanded, without that being on your resume. As when somebody references you and they say, hey, what about this guy? They'll say, oh, yeah, you made death threats. Never get hired again. So banned from the league, banned from games is where they got to go. Because just because you buy a ticket, this is a problem. Just because you buy a ticket don't give you the right to say whatever you want to say.
We agree with
Rob,
you on that.
Rob, you, both Robs, you cannot come in to your place of work and say whatever the hell you want to say just because you work there. Because it's your show, Rob. You can't come in there and just say whatever you want to say. There is a thing called HR in that corporate world, right?
No doubt.
We don't have that liaison, right? We don't have that buffer. And so fans think that because they are able to just – it don't matter what the price is, because it doesn't matter about that, that they could just say whatever they want.
But
you
let
could
me
heckle. That's fine. Let me finish this. I think you could heckle. You can do what you want to do as far as within – just like everything else, within the construct of – what it is, you know. But once you start stepping over that line, and you know, if it was a death threat, if it is saying the N-word to some players, saying insults, that ain't cool.
No doubt. But some players don't even want fans to boo.
Westbrook.
Yeah, like
you, that's
ridiculous. Am I right? Yeah, that's you. Yeah. You sign up for that. You know that the same way, Eddie, as a former player. You appreciate the cheers, right? So
I actually appreciate the boos. I'll give you a quick story.
Yep.
I was with the Pac-12, and I was doing U of A, the University of Arizona. This was at the Pac-12 tournament. The University of Arizona was getting ready to play the next game. They brought me out, introduced me, and they all booed me. That I took a bow. That's fine. You can boo me. There's no problem with that. I have no problem with that. It's part of the game. Yeah, those fans aren't going to like Boston fans don't like Lakers.
Right.
Laker fans don't like Celtics. And that's okay. Boos are cool. But when it goes overboard and you cross that line to where now you're doing something else besides just coming to the game and saying I'm gay or boo, then we have issues, you know. And that's the problem. People just think because they pay whatever they pay for those tickets, they can say whatever they want to say. And those things, a lot of these people that would say, they would never say that if they crossed them in the street, if they walked, if they seen you at the grocery store, they probably would ask for your autograph. But because they feel like they have that buffer and that safety net of being a fan,
right,
that they could do whatever they want to.
One last thing I want to ask you about. The Pelicans and Zion. Man, is he balling out. I mean,
he's awesome.
Balling. This is what we thought he would be. I mean, people kind of soured on him because of the injuries, but he's healthy and he is playing great.
He is. And that was the main thing. It's about his health. Can he stay healthy? Is he going to get too big? He does look a whole lot better than how he has been looking in previous years. And I think that when you look at what he's doing, he's a big part of that. But let's not gloss over the fact that the Pelicans and David Griffin over there have put together a really good roster. On top of that, the coaching staff, Willie Green, has done a phenomenal job of having these guys ready, having these guys compete night in and night out. A lot of times everybody looks at that and be like, hey, they're not, there's no way they should be in these games, but they play hard night in and night out. And so you got to salute that. And as a basketball fan, you know, and a real hoop head, I love seeing stuff like that. I love seeing new blood get injected into this. It doesn't have to be the same old, and it's always going to be a changing of the guard at some point, right? And that I think the Pelicans made a statement to the Suns because the Suns made a statement to them last in the summer last year, and that's just how this hoop thing goes.
Yep.
It's like nobody forgets, you know?
Right. I love to see Willie Green having success. I covered him at UAD. When he was a player, Eddie, that's how long I've been around. And he's doing a great job with the Pelicans.
You've been around longer than that. Wasn't you around when Jesus came back?
Oh, what?
Rob was a beat writer for the George Mikan Lakers.
Hey, I've been around.
He was the first one on the scene. He was like, hey, he told me that he's coming.
Hey, I saw him walk on that water. I did. I'm telling you. All right, Eddie. Appreciate you as
Thanks,
always,
Eddie.
My man. Thank
right
you so
on, man.
Much.
Y'all take care.
All right. Rob G, what's coming up next? Because my phone is acting up. Did you ask
Rob,
me?
The Tom Brady ball washing has gone off the rails.
Now what?
We'll get into that next.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, here on a Worship Wednesday. Stick and stay.
For the best Tom Brady ball washing in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me loud and clear. A gentle, easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. A Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, Rob G, in for Chris Broussard. And here we go with the Tom Brady stuff, right?
So much ball washing going on.
It's
right
terrible.
Now, you know that the Bucks face the Bengals this Sunday. It's pretty much a make or break game for Tampa because their division isn't any good and Carolina is suddenly looking not terrible. Well, obviously, there's a lot of hype because of the two quarterbacks, and somebody wrote in Cincinnati a comparison about how Joe Burrow and Tom Brady are very similar. They're much alike. So Joe Burrow's asked about it, about the comparisons, and he just very simply, quote, he's Tom, I'm Joe. That's it. I think that Joe Burrow was being nice in that regard because to me, the only thing they have in common is that they're both light-skinned and they played in the Big Ten in college.
Right.
At one point. To compare...
And Brady barely played in the Big Ten.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Same thing with Joe Burrow.
Right. He didn't play for Ohio State,
yeah,
right?
Until he got to LSU. But here's what I'm going to say. It is disrespectful to compare Tom Brady and Joe Burrow. And it's not disrespectful to Tom Brady. It's disrespectful to Joe Burrow. Because at this point in their career, this is all we can really compare them on. It's unfair to compare a career versus a career when one guy's in year three, the other guy's in year 70, right? Joe Burrow, through the first 3 years of his NFL career.
It ain't even close.
74 touchdowns, 28 picks, a career passer rating of just under 101. Tom Brady, if you discount his rookie year, we didn't play his first 3 years, he's basically a 2-to-1 touchdown interception ratio and a passer rating of 86.
It ain't the same. It ain't the same. Tom Brady, that first Super Bowl, Rob G, he had one touchdown pass in the entire playoff run. He also was given the ball back after he fumbled.
Mm-hmm.
You know that as a Raiders fan.
I do.
That was a clear fumble.
I was
watching that game. I almost put my foot through the TV set.
The worst call in NFL history.
Am I right? The worst call. A clear fumble. The game was over. The Raiders won that game.
Absolutely. And for whatever reason, and I know people might say, I can't believe you're saying that about Tom Brady. And you know, of course, Rob Parker's a Tom Brady hater. That's why he agrees with you.
Right, of course. Right, yeah. Right.
Look, Tom Brady has done more than enough great things in his NFL career that he deserves credit for, right? I get it. But you also have to be honest. Tom Brady did not become all caps Tom Brady TB12 until 2007.
But it was after, right.
It was after those Super Bowls.
And don't forget, he went 10 years or 10 seasons, exactly. I think, without winning a Super Bowl. People forget, when they were losing to the Giants.
Right, and so for anyone to say, oh, well, Tom Brady and Joe Burrow, they're very similar. I guess the only thing they have in common, the way they play, is they're both great in the two-minute drill, because that's pretty much what Tom Brady was the first 6 or 7 years of his career. He was a check-down game manager who still turned the ball over quite a bit. If you think about it, a 2-to-1 interception ratio is not good.
It's not great.
It's not something to write home about. It's not something that you would say that's the greatest quarterback of all time. And Joe Burrow, what he did in Cincinnati, a notorious loser, a cellar dweller in football history, turns him around as soon as he gets there.
Incredible.
Basically.
You remember people were telling him, don't go.
Remember that? Chris, we're getting upset at people for saying, what do you mean you don't want to go there? Why do you want to pull Eli Manning? You should go wherever
you should
drafted.
Go there and turn it around and make your own, if you're that guy, and make your own name. And that's what he did.
And that's exactly what he did, because he is that guy. The difference between Joe Burrow and Tom Brady in the beginning parts of their career is astounding. Joe Burrow is light years ahead of where Tom Brady was at this point in time in his career. And that's why I don't get it. I don't like it.
It's just some way of attaching Brady to like this. Oh, he's like Brady. That's exactly what it is. And in reality, it's not. If you look at the numbers and look at what went on those years. And remember, was hurt early on Joe Burrow got hurt his first year.
He got hurt. He came off an ACL, if I recall correctly, and promptly leads his team to the Super Bowl, who nobody had any expectations for.
All right, it is the Odd Couple final hour of the program coming up. Keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.